Okay, lots of people are influential in one way or another, but Kansas Supreme Court justices?
They have the ability to touch every aspect of everybody's life in this state.
As Michael Kay, a law professor at Washburn University, points out, these justices shape citizens' rights as patients, employees, spouses, you name it. Their decisions last, and they're everywhere.
Your children will be affected by judges' rulings on such things as school finance. They will decide what criminal statutes are or are not constitutional.
So it was a big deal a couple of weeks ago when Governor Brownback stood in the echoey chambers of the Kansas Supreme Court and made his first appointment to it.
Selecting a judge is one of the most important things a governor is called upon to do. Our judges must be wise. Our judges must be committed to the rule of law. Our judges must respect and honor the Kansas Constitution. Caleb Stegall is all of these things, and he will serve our citizens well for many years to come.
Stegall is, after all, 42. That gives him possibly 33 years on the court. He's a conservative. He represented former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein when Klein was sued by Planned Parenthood. He's worked for Americans for Prosperity, the Koch brothers' political organization, but also as a leader in Audubon of Kansas, an environmental group. Stegall was Brownback's official lawyer until earlier this year. His path to the high court was unique, and it brings up a larger issue, according to Ryan White, with Kansans for Fair Courts.
To understand what's happening in the judiciary, you have to understand who Caleb Stegall is.
In October 2012, Stegall submitted an application to the Kansas Supreme Court Nominating Commission. It's a group of nine, five lawyers elected by other Kansas attorneys, and four people selected by the governor. The group vets candidates for the high court and presents a list of finalists to the governor to choose from. The idea is that lawyers are best qualified to identify people with the sharpest legal minds. It's called merit selection. 22 states use it, and Kansas has for decades to fill vacancies on both the state Supreme Court and the Kansas Court of Appeals. But Wright says that stopped after Stegall struck out with the nominating commission.
The entire process was essentially changed just to get Justice Stegall through the system.
Last year, the legislature, led by Brownback, moved to stop merit selection and to switch to a system more like the one used at the federal level, letting the governor nominate and giving the Senate power to ratify. With the state court of appeals, it was just a matter of passing a law. That done, Brownback chose Caleb Stegall for a newly created seat on the Kansas Court of Appeals. The Senate ratified him. But the selection system for the state Supreme Court is harder to change because it's enshrined in the state constitution, which requires a two-thirds vote in both chambers to amend. Democrats in the House, like Paul Davis, now running for governor, voted with some moderate Republicans to preserve merit selection and won. This year brought legislation stripping some authority from the state Supreme Court and a bit of national attention.
I think that in Kansas, the amount of political pressure that's being put on the court raises serious concerns about the proper separation of powers in the state.
Matt Menendez at the Brennan Center for Justice in New York says Kansas is one of a handful of states where politicians are angling to drain power from the judicial branch. He says ending merit selection is part of it. But KU law professor Steve Ware says politicizing judiciary selection in Kansas would be an improvement.
Judges make law. It's inevitably a somewhat political office, where in a democracy like ours, it really ought to be one person, one vote in selecting those judges, as opposed to giving lawyers special powers.
Ware says that vesting all the power to choose justices with elected leaders would bring more accountability to the process.
Voters can see who their executive has nominated, and voters can say, you know, I'm going to count this in favor or against that incumbent when the next election comes around.
Governor Brownback chose Caleb Stegall for the Kansas Supreme Court after getting his name on a list of three from the Supreme Court Nominating Commission. He'd like to have more control over the process if he's reelected and presented with another opportunity to select a Supreme Court justice. Paul Davis says he's not interested in exerting more political control over the judiciary. It's a difference of approach that could keep affecting Kansas long after the political careers of either candidate for governor. Frank Morris, KCUR News.